A reading from Malachi. See, I am sending my messenger to prepare the way before me. And the Lord whom you seek will suddenly come to his temple. The messenger of the covenant in whom you delight. Indeed, he is coming, says the Lord of hosts. But who can endure the day of his coming? And who can stand when he appears? For he is like a refiner's fire and like fuller's soap. He will sit as a refiner and purifier of silver. And he will purify the descendants of Levi and refine them like gold and silver until they present offerings to the Lord in righteousness. Then the offering of Judah and Jerusalem will be pleasing to the Lord as in the days of old and as in former years. The word of the Lord. A reading from the Gospel of Luke. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he has looked favorably on his people and redeemed them. He has raised up a mighty Savior for us in the house of his servant David, as he spoke through the mouth of his holy prophets from of old, that we would be saved from our enemies and from the hand of all who hate us. Thus he has shown the mercy he promised to our ancestors and has remembered his holy covenant, the oath that he swore to our ancestor Abraham, to grant us that we, being rescued from the hands of our enemies, might serve him without fear in holiness and righteousness before him all our days. And you, child, will be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his ways, to give knowledge of salvation to his people by the forgiveness of their sins, by the tender mercy of our God, the dawn from on high will break upon us to give light to those who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Another reading from the Gospel of Luke. In the 15th year of the reign of Emperor Tiberius, when Pontius Pilate was governor of Judea, and Herod was ruler of Galilee, and his brother Philip, ruler of the region of Iturea and Trachonitis, and Lysanias, ruler of Abilene, during the high priesthood of Annas and Caiaphas, the word of God came to John, son of Zechariah, in the wilderness. He went into all the region around the Jordan, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins, as it is written in the book of the words of the prophet Isaiah, the voice of one crying out in the wilderness, "Prepare the way of the Lord, make his paths straight. Every valley shall be filled, and every mountain and hill shall be made low. And the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough ways made smooth. And all flesh shall see the salvation of God." The Gospel of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
This Gospel reading that I have just read is chock full of information and assumptions. It details certain things and assumes that those who read or hear the words will be familiar with certain other things. The first readers of Luke's gospel were probably alive during the history Luke details. And since they were Jewish followers of Jesus, they knew the assumed history of Israel and the words of the old prophets and scriptures. 2,000 years later, we're pretty removed from all that, so I want to spend a little time unpacking these 6 verses from the 3rd chapter of Luke. The first verses tell us that John is a prophet like the prophets of old, those we consider the Old Testament prophets. Many of their stories begin with an indication of the time and political scene when they spoke. Hosea begins, "The word of the Lord that came to Hosea, son of Beeri, in the days of King Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah of Judah, in the day of King Jeroboam, son of Joash of Israel." Jeremiah begins, "The words of Jeremiah, son of Hilkiah, to whom the word of the Lord came in the days of King Josiah, son of Amon of Judah, in the 13th year of his reign, also in the day of King Jehoiakim, son of Josiah of Judah, until the captivity of Jerusalem." Ezekiel begins, "In the 30th year, in the 4th month, as I was among the exiles, the heavens were opened, and I saw a vision of God. On the 5th day of the month, it was the 5th year of the exile of King Jehoiakim." Why the extensive detail in introducing the prophets? So that people would know that prophets spoke in real time and in real places with real things going on in Israel and in the world. John came on the scene in the 15th year of the reign of Emperor Tiberius, when Pontius Pilate was governor of Judea and Herod was ruler of Galilee, during the high priesthood of Annas and Caiaphas. If you know the story of Jesus, those are names that you should recognize. They will become important characters in the story of the trial and crucifixion of Jesus. Why the extensive detail? So people would remember the bad things that were going on in the world when the prophets spoke. Wars, captivity, exile, the destruction of Jerusalem and the temple, the reign of Rome and other foreign empires. Prophets tended to come on the scene when things were bad in the world. They talked about God's judgment, but also about God's love and faithfulness and a promised Savior. Why the extensive detail? So people would know that this John was the baby told about in the first chapter of Luke's Gospel. His father was Zechariah, who didn't believe the angel Gabriel when Gabriel told Zechariah that he and his wife Elizabeth, both old and childless, were going to have a son. The angel said that their son would be filled with the Holy Spirit and turn many of the people of Israel to the Lord their God. With the spirit and power of Elijah, he would go before God to turn the hearts of parents to their children and the disobedient to the wisdom of the righteous, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord. But since Zechariah didn't believe Gabriel, Gabriel caused him to be unable to speak until after his son was born. Then Zechariah named his son John. Our other reading from Luke this morning is a part of Zechariah's own prophecy when at last his lips were opened. "You, child, John, will be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give knowledge of salvation to his people by the forgiveness of sin." Why such extensive detail? To draw connections to the ancient prophet Malachi. Malachi said God would send a messenger to prepare the way before God's coming into the world. And to draw connections to the ancient prophet Elijah. In the very last verses of our whole Old Testament, Malachi quoted God saying, "Lo, I will send you the prophet Elijah before the great and terrible day of the Lord comes. He will turn the hearts of parents to their children and the hearts of children to their parents." Even the first words John says connect him not only to Malachi, but to the ancient prophet Isaiah, through whom God prophesied a Messiah to the Israelites in exile. Isaiah told the captive Israelites they were going to be freed from their captivity and allowed to return home across the wilderness, home. He said, "A voice cries out, 'In the wilderness prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be lifted up, and every mountain and hill made low. The uneven ground shall become level, and the rough places a plain. Then the glory of the Lord shall be revealed.'" Why all the detail? So no one would be confused about John's role in God's plan. The angel Gabriel announced both the birth of John and the birth of Jesus. Zechariah didn't believe Gabriel. Mary did. Both births were miraculous. John to an old and barren couple, and Jesus to an unmarried virgin. John's father was the human Zechariah. Jesus' father was God. John and Jesus both were foretold by the prophets of old. John fulfilled the prophecies as the one who prepared the way of the Lord. Jesus fulfilled the prophecies as the one who is the Lord, the Messiah, the Savior. As adults, both John and Jesus called for the repentance of sin and spoke of the coming kingdom of God. John knew it was coming. Jesus brought it. Because of John, many people repented of their sins. Because of Jesus, sins are forgiven. Amen.